Hard Evidence, written by Mark Pearson and read by Mark Meadows.
Chapter 1. Nighttime on the river, 25 miles west of London. Kevin Norell, a foul-breathed and acne-scarred man, hooded and sweating, pulled hard on the oars, really getting into it now. Years of steroid abuse had given him strength, if not wisdom, and his blades flashed across the dark ridges of the wind-blown river like scalpels slicing through mercury. He grunted as they dipped into the water and pulled the boat upwards and forward. In the cloudless sky above, the moon hung full and fat, the sickly colour of a dying man. The colour of Billy Martin's yellowing face, in fact, as he lay huddled in the corner of the small skiff. His hands were bound with twisted coat-hanger wire. His mouth was pulled into a painful rictus by a gag made from his own shirt. Trembling, he pulled his legs protectively in towards himself.
"For God's sake, keep still!"
A hooded man at the other end of the boat, holding a video camera. Kevin Norell pulled unconcerned on the oars, not missing a beat. He didn't know or care who the huddled man was. He was paid for his muscle, not for his brains. Billy Martin cared about something, though. You could see it in his rat-like eyes as they flicked from side to side like a warning finger.
"Never work with bloody amateurs,"
the hooded man with the camera again.
"This isn't a steady cam, you know."
Billy Martin twisted his face and managed to move the gag a little.
"You think you're scaring me? You're not. Who do you think you're dealing with here?" "With you, dear boy. We're dealing with you. We're washing you away. Like a blot. Like a stain." "I've got insurance." "You had insurance. I'm afraid the policy has recently been cancelled."
He nodded to Kevin Norell, who reluctantly laid down his oars and gripped Billy Martin's shoulders. Martin tried to shake loose, but Norell's muscles bunched and his fingers dug into the struggling man's shoulders like mechanical claws and held him powerless.
"You can't do this!"
"But we can," said the hooded man.
He pointed the camera and nodded encouragingly.
"Good! Let's see the fear."
Kevin pulled Billy Martin upright. He was screaming with pure terror now, desperately trying to escape the huge man's grip. But Kevin lifted him up, his feet twisting uselessly in the air, then threw him into the river as easily as passing a basketball, and with the casual indifference of a refuse collector emptying a dustbin. Billy Martin's scream rang in the night air like a steam alarm as he crashed into the cold water, his arms burning as he strained against the wire holding him, desperately trying to stay afloat and failing. The second man nodded again, zooming in for a tight shot as the rocking boat steadied itself, and called out encouragement to Billy Martin.
"That's it! Wriggle like an eel! Splash out with your legs!"
Billy Martin's screams gurgled and faded as he sank beneath the water. The ripples gradually died away. The boat was still, and the river was peaceful once more. The cameraman nodded to the rower as if to praise a child, but the smile didn't reach his eyes. Eyes which were as cold as the water that had suddenly filled Billy Martin's lungs.
"Shame we couldn't get crocodiles," he said after a moment.
If Kevin Norell had any idea what the man was talking about, it certainly didn't register on his face.